You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We've all got this thing where we can opt in to be notified of various alerts that would be sent over, wirelessly to your phone. I am opted out of all of those things. So when you start getting your little alerts, I might be oblivious to it and go along with my
You ain't got time day. For no Amber Alert.
So this one, though, it's not a question of opting out. It's going to happen to everybody's phone as long as they are turned on and they have their wireless stuff engaged, which that's most people. And it's going to happen today at 12:20 Mountain Time. If you're on the East Coast listening to us, 2:20. If you're listening to us out on the West Coast, 11:20, and so forth and so on. And this is something coming from the muckety mucks in Washington. It's known as the WEA, the Wireless Emergency Alert. Similar to the thing that we love doing on our show, the EAS test,
yes.
Emergency Alert System test. This is from the same people, and it's going to leave a little reminder on your phone today, Jeremy, that this is only a test.
Well, it says they're also doing it on radios and TVs today, too, so I guess you're not going to miss it. I mean, it's coming out. It's coming at you from all directions, and supposedly it's a test, but, my monkey mind goes to, well, there's a lot of turmoil in the world right now, so are they just kind of preparing? I mean, yes, they are preparing, but is there something else coming? Dun, dun, dun.
Well, allegedly, they have to do this every 3 years.
They
do.
And
the last one they did was in 2021, so it's been 2 years.
Yeah, so it's probably smart that they're doing this. You never know what's going to go on. I do love the people that are taking it a step further and saying that certain things were injected into us with the COVID-19 shots. And when this alert goes off today, it will activate those things that were injected, and they'll be able to control the population like remote control cars.
I got news for you. The general public is controlled by social media anyway. They're little mindless zombies looking at their phones and believing everything they see on there. So people are controlled already. You don't need. I don't have enough faith in the government being smart enough to be able to do it.
No, they can't even balance the budget. So
yeah, but all the conspiracy theorists have come out, and it's kind of entertaining to watch. I find that stuff kind of funny and
me
entertaining.
Me too. It's kind of fun to listen and watch.
So what was the movie, The Manchurian Candidate? It was all about mind control and everything. And I suppose people are thinking the same thing with this. You know what it is? On the surface, unless you know better than us, and you know that this is some sort of conspiracy to take over the people of the United States of America, really, it's just a test of the emergency system so that if there was some sort of massive emergency, the president of the United States could address the public.
You could say, so, turn around and kiss your butt goodbye.
That's pretty
much
it.
It will be kind of fun if you're kind of a prankster like me and if you're within a group of friends today and this goes off to actually, get it, hone your acting skills and maybe fall down and, shake and shiver a little bit and then get back up and act like you're being controlled. I think that'll be a good time today. Make sure you do that in the office today in front of everybody, okay?
Maybe you just time. Suddenly go stiff and erect and act like a robot. Start moving slowly to the left and to the right with your arms down at your side.
Like, guys, I don't know what's happening. I can't control my body. And then walk out of work for the day.
The timing of this, too. And I was walking in the park yesterday. I don't know why. But I started having thoughts about if I was out somewhere by myself like that, I was just in the woods, not another human being in sight, and there was some sort of massive emergency, like let's say an asteroid strike or a nuclear attack or something like that, and I was alone in the woods by myself, I would not see the panic and I would not see the... Because you can imagine, take downtown Denver, let's say 16th Street Mall, let's say at noon, lunch hour, that something hits and there's a massive can you imagine the pandemonium and what that would be like to be in a crowd that is freaking out and stampeding and running?
Yep. And nobody knows where they're running to. And then the looting begins. And
it's just like running for their lives is like, ah. It's like, I thought, boy, I would just, and I start, it was funny because I looked around. I was like, well, are there ditches that I could lie down in just to protect myself from a blast?
Roll under a log or something, I guess. Yeah, that'll save you.
Yes, these are the things I think about when I'm out walking in the park by myself.
Hey, it's good to think about that kind of stuff. It's all right to be prepared. It's all right to be prepared and kind of have a game plan, an action plan, have some stuff tucked back, you know.
If you are just tuning in and you're wondering what the hell we're talking about, it is an emergency alert test that is going to come over your phone, your cell phone, today if you're in Colorado at about 12:20, so just after noon, and it's 2:20 Eastern time, blah, 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 and it's going to be every phone, whether you have opted into this stuff or not.
Don't put your baby down for a nap during that time where you're like, shh, 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 as you're luring him into the crib.
Meek, meek, meek.